somewhere.
We won't identify you.
Any cloth kashas, we won't identify you, Benji. We won't say Benji Singer or Bernie or Kidon. We don't say who you guys are. Okay. The first four mamarim of Pachad Yitzchak for Rosh Hashanah, for what's called Pachad Yitzchak of Yerach HaYisanim, is called Kuntras HaChesed. Okay? Chesed, beginning the introduction to Rosh Hashanah. Why? Okay, you'll see why. That's what we're learning. Okay. Chidush Gadol Matzanu Bavoda Tayom Shel Rosh Hashanah. V'nigalon Chidush Zemi Divei Kabbalah V'yom Elehem L'chu Ichlu Mashmanim Shtu Mamtakim V'shulchu Manot Le'im Nachonma. What was happening there? So they read the Torah, and everybody said, Oizei, you know, like, what have we been doing? So they're all very, very sad. Right. Yeah, so this is not a good idea. Not a good idea in Rosh Hashanah. That might not be a good idea in general, depending on whether the Jews who came back from Babel were Lidlaks or Hasidim. But they're very sad. So he says, no. L'chu, ichlu, mashmanim, go eat. Fine food, mashmanim, ushtumantakim, v'shilchu manot, la'ein nachon lo. So there's a din of mishloach manos on Rosh Hashanah, right? Which is that's one of the Ramazim of Elul we know, right? And one of the Ramazim of Elul is umishloach manos ish l're'ehu umatanot le'evyonim. So that's what they say. Question is, what is that got? Ish l're'ehu umatanot lo evyonim is Elul. So they all say, so what has that got to do with Rosh Hashanah? Right? So the answer is Tashem. Well, yeah, we can say that, but you can say all of that. Right? But specifically, because you have in Tanakh a Mishloach Manos of Rosh Hashanah, right here. Well, that's what learning is about. Every day, something new. Okay? That Mishilchu Manod La'ein Nachomno. By the way, you see this in Darchei Atshuva, and in because one of the Darchei Atshuva, and that specific Maaseh HaMitzvah that we mentioned. In other words, you say in the piece of the Natana Tokef, Tshuva Tfilut Stokom Avirin Et Roag Deir. So Tshuva I understand, Tfilah I understand. What's Stoka? I mean, stock is very fine, but you could say tefillah, tshuva tefillah, and shatnez. You check all your clothing, tshuva tefillah, and whatever. Why tzedakah? Because that's a din of the issue of chesed, as you say. Apparently, without explaining it, hopefully we'll learn something about it here. Why chesed is playing a particular role in Rosh Hashanah?
Because Abraham, no.
What?
I'm listening to the idea that
Yitzchak is also paramount. Okay, I mean, in other words, what you're saying is correct, but you're not explaining the idea. In other words, in learning Pachad Yitzchak, we don't want to deal with formalistic lining up. In other words, it's not so hard to line up units. The question is, what does it all mean?
What I mean is, in order, the basic premise is, in order to become clear to Hashem, you have to go to the man. That's the dynamic.
Okay. U'lameidim anu mikan, shema sei achesed, u'pulo tapava l'acherin, nikba'im b'madbeh kedushas hayom shel Rosh Hashanah. Okay. That it's an essential part of the Kedusha Sayom of Rosh Hashanah. In other words, what should you do? It's not that you read it, oh, they're very sad, so go home and eat, you know, and drink and be merry, you know. But he's saying to him that it's the Kiyum Hayom of Rosh Hashanah is of Ichlu Mashmanim Shtuman Hakim, and the Kiyum Hayom of Rosh Hashanah essentially includes a chesed. The same way the Kiyum Hayom of A Purim includes chesed. Not just it's a nice thing to do, it's a super nice thing to do, and so on and so forth. It's a kiyum of the Kedushas Hayom. What does this mean? Hatzvah hatzvarim kach hi. Tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kesel liyom chageinu. Right, that's a pasuk that of Shir Shal Yom of Yom Chamishi. So what is tiku b'chodesh, when you blow b'chodesh shofar, the chodesh, what kind of chodesh is it? B'kesel liyom chageinu. The chodesh has a quality to it of chesed, the chodesh in which we kesed, the chodesh on which we blow the shofar, which is Rosh Hashanah, is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Rosh Chodesh Tishrei has the quality of b'kesed. There's a kesed quality to it, right? The simple thing is that the Rosh Chodesh is nivla b'toch Rosh Hashanah. You don't notice that it's Rosh Chodesh per se. So there's a hidden quality to the nature of Rosh Hashanah. Harbei pirushin nemru v'bir milat b'keser. Aval ha'uvda ki ha'mikra kodesh ha'Rosh Hashanah tzuyen kan b'teimas b'keser ein azazam im koma. Rosh Hashanah is b'keser. V'roim anu b'zeh ki chag Rosh Hashanah nityached b'tchuna zu shel b'keser. Orot ha'kodesh shel itzumo shel yom Rosh Hashanah. Right? Mitoch ha'kisui heim olim uvokim. Right, that Rosh Hashanah is or is that's what the pasuk. That's why we have the minute to say the David Hashem, Ori v'Yishi. Right, the Chazal say Ori v'Rosh Hashanah v'Yishi v'Yom HaKippurim. So Rosh Hashanah has or at the same time Rosh Hashanah is Bakaseh. So the or comes dafka from Bakenitoch HaKisui Heim Oli Muvokim. The Banu L'Manod Gilui v'Kisui Gavui v'Kasui. Bekdushas Hazman, ki oz no mashim komo shel Rosh Hashanah bein amikroi kodesh, hu mekomo shel atomud bein hagoli. Rosh Hashanah is that which is hidden as opposed to that which is revealed. Rosh Hashanah is comes out of the dark. Rosh Hashanah is there's a mystery about Rosh Hashanah and so on. Whatever language you want to use. Okay. Uvamakas inyan nira. Dinei avodatenu beribui kvod shemayim ba'olam mitpatzelet lishnei anafim. Al yidei agilui v'al yidei ha'alama. Well, there's the notion of ribui through gilui and ha'alama. Actually, we do. We probably could figure out that the notion of gilui is ribui kvod shemayim. We could say it's not difficult to figure out, to guess what that's about. What is the ribui kvod shamayim mitoch halama? Right, from the hiding, leaving in the hidden dimension. Mekara dvarim hu b'chazal al kasev vayichula shamayim v'oretz. Omer ablevi. In other words, when you get into the issue of maase bereishit, right? So maase bereishit, you can't study b'rabim. The difference between Masi Bereishis and Masi Makabel, we're not interested in that right now. Okay? So at what point can you talk about Masi Bereishis? At what point can you say you understand something about Masi Bereishis? Okay? Amar Reb Levi, so the Reb Levi says, Ad kan, until Vayichul HaShemayim Be'oretz, it's Kvod Elokim Haster Dovar. It's a pasuk. Kvod Elokim Haster Dovar. Mikan Ve'ela Kvod Melokim Chakar Dovar. The pasuk says Kvod Elokim Haster Dovar. Kvod Melokim Chakar Dovar. So what Reb Levi is saying is that until Vayichulu, it's Kvod Elokim Haster Dovar. That can't be Berab. Right? After Vayichulu, it's Kvod Melokim Chakar Dover. The Kol Malachim is to understand. Lachkar et Adover. Now, so you see from here, Haynut Kvod Shemayim Kol El Shtei Abichinot. HaKavod HaYotzi Mitoch Hakirat HaDvarim HaNintanim LaChakirat. HaKavod HaYotzi Mitoch Kinizat HaDvarim HaTu'unim Kisui Be'otzar HaNe'elam. Right? In other words, there is There is, well, for example, let's take the Rambam we know. The Rambam says that you come to Avas Hashem through knowing the world, right? And from Avas Hashem, you, from knowing the world, so you see the Chochma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you fall in love with God because He's the ultimate Chochma, right? And then the Rambam goes on and he says, Umitave Tava Gedolo Leida Shem HaGadol. And he experiences a great Tava to know the Shem HaGadol. Of course, the point is that that great Tava to know the Shem HaGadol will never be realized. So there is the love, the knowledge of love, and the longing of love, right? And those are two aspects in love, right? About love. One is the knowledge, right? Somebody comes and they tell you, oh, you know, Hennes Sprinzer. So you say, well, what do you have to say? We're engaged. Well, what do you have to say about Hennes Sprinzer? What's she like? I don't know. You know?
Well, love isn't an intellectual, it's an emotional, it's not an intellectual experience.
Yeah, but you know something about a person.
That's knowledge then, right?
No, there's nothing wrong with knowledge being intellectual, being an emotional experience, especially if we're talking in the Rambam. You know, like one could get passionate about ideas. Rav Wudner talks about, defines knowledge in the Kudras Rishimus of Yom Kippur, and he says he has an interesting definition of knowledge. He says, you know, with the word Bada, right? Badam Yada, right? So he says that is, and he writes it in English, that is identification. It's identification, right? And identification, when one identifies with the thing, it's what we would call internalization of the thing. Of course, we all know that we only internalize, of all the things we've learned, we only internalize certain things, right? So certain things, you know, like they have a receptor cell in our talents or whatever it is, but then it becomes part of us, mamish part of us, right? We identify with this thing. It's not min hachutz, right? I know this, that. It's right. So, anyway, we all know, or some of us know the endless story about Ivan Illich. You know the Ivan Illich story? Hey guys, I must have told it, but you know, some stories that I identify with, believe it or not, people don't necessarily remember. So, Illich is I don't know if Illich is alive anymore, but he was a renegade Catholic priest, sort of, because he was actually Jewish, you know, and he got sort of defrocked. He's a very, very interesting, bright guy, so he's giving this seminar in Fordham, he says, how do we know that knowledge is love, right? So nobody answers. So it says, oh, it's a Rashi. People don't know the Rashi. I'm sitting there with all the Jesuits and all the, you know, all the sisters and brothers and mothers and fathers. And Ebner, you know, he says, the Rashi says about, the Pasuk says about Avram, ki yedativ l'man asher yisama. And Rashi says, ki yedativ l'shon chiba. So knowledge is love. So then next day or a couple days later in another seminar, he was just flying in to give a seminar and flying out. He said something, so I went over to him afterwards and I said, you know what you said is a Zohar. So he says, of course, he says, but these guys don't know it. So that's Monsignor Ivan Illich. Google him, you'll see a very interesting character. So knowledge is love. So if you say, let's get back to the point, if you say that, you know, you're talking about, and you just say, I don't know her at all, you know, so we say, well, what is there to love? What are you talking about? Knowledge and love are intimately bound together, but there's something else in love. And that is, and it's true in human relations, as much as you know a person, you still don't ever really know them. You want to know them more. But it's always, this is a muscle for the love of God, because the Rambam says, "Mitava tava gadola leida Hashem hagadol," in Hilchos, you said it, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. Tama Nashi, he quotes, Tama Nashi, Elokim Kel Chai Matai Avol Ve'irah Pnei Elokim. And the point, of course, and if you understand what the Shema Gadol is, the point, of course, is that you will never know the Shema Gadol. You will never know. It's Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, can't be known. That's the essence of God as He is, but you long to know it. And the mashal of human love is imagine somebody says, well, I love her, but I'm not really interested. And I says, how come you never ask me what I'm doing? Or, well, because I'm not so interested in what you're doing. Like, I don't, you know, I know who you are. You know what I like. You want to know more. You want to know more. You want to know more. Okay? That's the way that it is. That's what I say. Love is knowledge, and love is longing. Okay? What you know is it's unrealized, unfulfilled. Okay? Well, I'm not getting into the issue of whether it's a human need or not. I'm not getting into that issue, right? Right? But what I'm saying is, because I want to get to what we're dealing with the Maimer Chazal, in which he says there is an aspect of that which is known and an aspect of what is not known. Now that is also Kvod Elokim, that it's not known. But there's a longing there, but there is at the same time a recognition, and if you will, if you want to put it into a Bein Adam L'Chaver, there's also the issue of giving the person space. Okay? Like sometimes people say they have to know everything. They don't have to know everything. I'd rather you give a person space. Everybody has a little do you remember Rabbi Walk had on his desk a little treasure chest, maybe Yaakov or one of the kids. So he had this little treasure chest. Everybody has their little, you know, like a pirate's treasure chest. So everybody has their little pirate's treasure chest. That's there. Okay? So, in any case, just formally speaking, the Maaseh Bereishis before Vayechulu is Haster Dovah. Right? That's Kvod Elokim. After Vayechulu is Kvod Malachim Chakor Dovah. Right? Vahainu dechvod shamayim kolel shtei abechinot. Hakavod hayotzei mitoch chakirat hadvarim hanitanim lachakira, vahakavod hayotzei mitoch gnizat dvarim hatu'unim kisui ba'otzar hane'elam. Velo od, ela shakavod shamayim asher behester dover ma'alato el yono al gabei hakavod shamayim asher b'chakor dover. Sharei hakavod asher behester legabei hakavod asher b'chakor hu ke'erech kvod elokut. The Gabi Kvod Malchus, the Raya from the Pasuk. Pasuk says, Kvod Elokim Haster Dovar, Kvod Malachim Hakar Dovar. And Shetach Meforashu Betasim Shes, the Dovar Nikra Kvod Elokim, Dov Shach Hakar Dovar Nikra Kvod Malachim. Umitoch Mamaro, so Kvod Elokim is obviously greater than Kvod Malachim. So Haster Dovar is a higher level than Hakar Dovar. So let's think. What happens at Vayechulu? Well, in other words, in the ongoing story of the world, what after Vayechulu? So what finishes?
The creation of the world.
Creation finishes and history begins. Okay? About, you know, what's happening in the world. Like, you can imagine, like I was in this game park, right? And there were certain animals. So let us imagine that they're frozen, right? The animals are frozen, waiting for Ebner to come and see them. And as soon as I come into this park, they begin to move. They begin to kill each other, you know, do new things, right? History begins to take place at Vayechulu Hashamayim V'Aretz. That's where history begins. Okay? What?
With Menucha.
History might begin with Menucha. I mean, in other words, you can say all kinds of things, but like, just this Kav Hamam deal, this separating line, the border between things coming into being, right? This thing coming into being, and things happening. Like, sometimes you have that feeling in life, you're preparing for things, you're preparing for something, and then it gets going, and you feel that there's a kav amav deal, right? Like, you know, oftentimes you find that the kav, that what you thought was going to happen afterwards is more of the same, right? Like, you know, I remember that feeling when I came to college the first time. I thought, oh, now it's real. Now it's going to get going, and it's the same old stuff, you know. So it's a little bit of that. But sometimes, you know, like you're preparing, and then it begins to happen. You know, I think like in the process of learning, a person starts out, and it's very hard. It's like creation. You don't see it that way because you're not conscious of what's going on. But really, it's growing pains. It's being created. You know, like, you know, what's an elema? You know, like somebody would come to me and I say, like an interview, okay, why do you want to go to yeshiva? Somebody would say, you know, like without any background, and Kalachomer, Ben Benosha Kalachomer, if he has a, you know, like a yeshiva high school background, you know, or dare I say, like, the name of an English school, I better not because this might be on the internet, right? So you say, he says, well, Rabbi, I'd like to come to yeshiva because I really want to know how an elema works. You say, what are you out of your mind? So he says, no, that's not. So the person says, I'm coming to yeshiva despite the fact that I know you're going to explain to me endlessly how elemas and their ilk function, because I recognize that those are the birth pangs of my messianic age, which means that I'll reach a point where I'll be able to be creative. I'll be able to look in Torah and say, ah, this is what it means, and it can speak to me, and, you know, like a pasuk can open up. So that dividing line. So what he's saying is the world is sort of like suspended. It's just coming into being, like it's there, like somebody that coming from the outside says, well, what do you need this for? What do you need that for? And God says, let's find out, right? When can we find out? We can find out after it's all done and it begins to move, okay? Now, what you say might be, you know, begins to move with menucha is like, you know, okay. But it might begin to move with sin, but that's a different question, right? Whatever you can say it, but like the idea right away is a fascinating idea, right? That pasuk is not just like you're saying, well, I don't know how God created the world, and so the world is over, vayechulu, so that's why that's haster davar. So haster davar is automatically. What he's saying is that it's more than that. It's bichlal. There is a hefter davar, really, fundamentally, in how things come into being, right? Like, if I were to say to you, like, could you tell me how you think, right? You know, I sometimes do that with students. I mean, could you tell me how you're thinking about the question, how you think? Nobody can say how they think. They don't know how did it ever happen that all this came together, okay? That's why, you know, if I had to do a medical career, I'd probably do neurology. I think that's like very, very interesting kind of stuff.
Very hard.
What?
Very hard training, these things.
Are you in neurology?
No, I have friends who are in medicine, in some place, in specialized in neurology.
Okay.
It is very interesting.
Okay. you don't have to be a neurologist. It's okay.
You can be a teacher.
What?
He's
going to be a doctor.
He's going to be a doctor.
Just a question. Okay. You're also saving lives.
You're just saving lives.
What?
You're just saving lives.
No, you don't want to be one of those neurologists who takes out half of the left hemisphere or the right hemisphere of the brain. You know, I just read this article about these operations. At one point in time, they used to say, what's going to be with the rest of the space in the skull? They used to fill it with sterile ping pong balls. Because, you know, they were, and then they realized they don't have to fill, the brain will fill it with whatever it's, you know, it'll settle down, liquid, whatever. It's very interesting. It's just wonderful. But I'm saying how it happens that we can think, okay, we don't know. Thinking, we think. We just think. It's there. It begins to run. It begins to move. You see that that's the wonderful thing, the incredible thing. Like, when you're raising children, so like we look at their history, nothing is happening. It's all static, right? And then one day they say something that's just intelligent. And say, how did that happen? Not cute intelligent. Not that cute. But how did this happen?
Interacting with a broader range of people.
I'm not interested in the answer. I'm just saying the parent says, how did it happen? Where did it come from? It's only their person. Right? We don't realize. We take ourselves for granted. That's the way it is. But where did this happen? You know, suddenly they cross the line from you know, and that becomes impossible because, of course, their opinions are not pure stubborn willfulness. Their opinions, they say, well, why shouldn't I do this? Or it doesn't make sense what you're saying. And, you know, like, until then, you say, go away from there. Why? That's because, you know, like, they don't know anything, right? They say, go away from there one day, and they say, well, why? Why should I go away from there? It doesn't make sense. And they explain to you why it doesn't make sense, and suddenly, that's when it becomes impossible, right? Because, you know, like, creation has gotten out of hand. Yeah. Okay, but all of this is, that's the line, right? So, Sharmi Bereshis Adva Yechulu, who are Makar Linyan Ishtalshmut in Havut, and Ikan Ve'elach, who are Makar Linyan Hanagat Havaya. וההתעסקות באותם הדברי תורה ששייכים להתהלותם של הנביאים קובעת מהלך לעצמה. מהלך ההתעסקות בדברי תורה הללו הוא המהלך של הסתר דובר. ראית את זה דבר אין חגיגה, אוקיי. וכמובן, שאין האופי הזה של הסתר דובר אמור בהתעסקות עם הזו דווקא. אלא שגם, it's not just, I'm sorry, I can't tell you. No, it's Tvoda Lukim, Hasteh Dover, so you can't teach Mashu Gracious. Right? It's not just about what I can't say to you, but here comes the Chiddush. Ela Shigam Benogeya Leha'odam Leha'pam Sha'odam Tolim B'divrei Torah B'kerem Libo. You know, the individual himself. Yesh Hevdel Bein Hata'amim Shal Hasteh Dover V'shalah Hakar Dover. Okay? Shnei Kochal Tein B'lashon. Haloshon medaberet u'megaleh la'acherim, haloshon to'emet u'margisha la'atzma. Right? So I can tell you about the enormous quantities and size of particular pieces of meat I ate in South Africa. South Africa is about meat. Okay, huge quantities of meat, and you know there is no place. I don't understand how women function in South Africa because like there are no milk to restaurants. I mean, I'm over exaggerating, but you know who would eat milk that's in South Africa, right? So you can talk about that, but the taste of the meat, halashon to'emet u'margisha la'atzma. I can talk about certain things with the tongue, but there are, and I can give them over, and then the tom of tom is always private, right? The divrei Torah shall have to dover asher aleihem nemar dvash v'chalav tachlis l'shameich. The Gemara says it's under your tongue, dvash v'chalav. Dvarim, and the drasha is dvarim hamizukim midvash v'chalav yutachlis l'shameich. That's the lashon of the Gemara. L'shtei kolchot halalashon heim mechavnim. Shem shenogel l'koach ha'gilui shel ha'lashon mikom shel divrei Torah alolo hu b'tamun, right, in the same way that I can't give it over. Kemo kein ha'te'ima sh'onim toim v'divrei Torah alolo mikomo hu b'bote gavoi tachas l'shoneich. Right? Tachas l'shoneich. Where, right, it's not true that where Wittgenstein, right, I mean, said, you know, one of his famous Wertmach is that the world ends where language ends. Okay? It's not true. Right? Of what one cannot speak, one must remain silent. But that doesn't mean that the world ends there. Right? There's another, even though, as we say, Reb Chaim would not like it, you know? I mean, a guy in Shir says, I say, what's the pshat? He says, Rebbe, I know it, I just can't put it into words. So I bang him over the head. You can't say it, you don't know it. But he says, no, Rebbe, I do know it. and I'm gonna sing you a niggin. And he goes, no, get out of here, right? Rabbi Lafia Emes, maybe, but what's it got to do? I'm learning Gemara now, right? So the Tom is different. There's another language, right? So Kimokin Hatima Shon Toy Bidibetol Koma Hubate Gavoy in inner Tachat Lishone. We name it Karmo Tom Shokdusha Kolami Kray Kodesh, who be Udos Vamasi Mashemakom Batura, who me vehulu veela, right? Everything. Pesach. Everything happens in history. After Vayakulu. Shani Hamikra Kodesh Shal Rosh Hashanah. What are we celebrating? We're not celebrating history. Asher Mekor Kedushoso Hu Ad Vayechulo. Hayom Haras Olam. Ze Hayom Chilas Masecha. Betishrei Nivro. Oro Takodesh Shal Yom Rosh Hashanah. Oro Breishite. And the Oro Breishite are always min ha Choshech. Right? וכשם שחלק התורה המשתייך למעשה בראשית מיוחד הוא באופי ההסדר דבר שלו, כמו כן עושה מאורות אשר חלק תורה זה מזריח לתוך קדושת הזמן, this חלק התורה, the חלק התורה which we call בראשית, sends a particular kind of an R. What kind of an R it is? Right? So this R is black light. Right? What is black light? In other words, in terms of being able to say something about it, there's an opaqueness, opaque quality to it. There's a mystery about Rosh Hashanah. Kesser, cold. What?
The cover.
Yeah, precisely. The chasot, right? That's the cover. Kesser, covered. Kol tochen shamase itavut tochen bereshit. The whole token bereshit, its very nature, tchunaso kisui vehester, bein b'teira, bein b'zman. Kvodo akim hester dover b'kesa liyom chagein. Okay, so we've gone off on what appears to be a tangent. Don't lose sight of the question, right? What does chesed have to do with Rosh Hashanah? Okay, perikli. Bein kol mitzolot. Avodotenu b'tikun hamidot v'shipuron hinenu motzim et mitzoha avodim minas hachesed mityached u'mitbadel v'atzlo hevdil tochen v'hevdil hova. Okay, what's the content distinction? Hevdil tochen ketzad. So the Gemara in Ksuvos kach shanu chachom. Right, they're visiting. It's a nichum aveda. Right. And I forget which Amora says to his Amora, or whatever, Maturgam and Amora, right? He says, Kum aim a milsa keneged Menachem Avedim. Say something corresponding to Menachem Avedim. So Pasach Liomer. Acheinu Gomei Chasodim B'nei Gomei Chasodim. Hamachzikim Bivrito Shel Avram Avim. Right? So Harim Lanu Tolkan Miyuchad the Midas Achesed Shkain Hihi Oth Brit Kodesh Shal Avram Avinu Hachasumu B'Nashenu. Right? In other words, that's what he said. Because they're Gomlei Chasadim in doing Nichum Aveilu, which is Fum Midas Achesed, so they are Machzik in the Brit of Shal Avram Avinu. So, you're the Bris. And they say, oh, that was Brit Kodesh. Right? So somebody does chesed, so you say, I speak Kodesh! Right? You never heard that, but it is. That's what this Gemara says. Right? Now, you don't say somebody, you know, like, let's imagine, you remember Moshe the Shabbos, you know that? You know, like, in that particular story that you were, because I heard Kabbalah tell that story other times, in that particular story, he got carried away. He had, like, Moshe Gachabas running around saying that Gachar, right? So, if you say, Ispris Kodesh by Bris, okay, that's what everybody says. If you say, you know, somebody does Chesed, you say, Ispris Kodesh, and they think you're strange. Okay, but, you know, like, but if you see a guy putting on film, you say, Ispris Kodesh! The guy has a shotness label. I speak Kodesh. You know, like everything you say. Oh, he's Moshe. I speak Kodesh. He's crazy. In other words, crazy. But that's what it says. By chesed you say, oh, speak Kodesh. Right? There are all kinds of a guy controls cars. So you say ice piece kaidish. A guy is an onam. You say ice piece kaidish. Hevzel, so that's in the token. There's something different about chesed that makes it brito shalav mavino ice piece kaidish. Hevzel chov. Okay, son. So he says alpha pisha mitzvah milul adaruz nemra b'teru kederuch shemur kol mitzvah amasir shanafim uvarakim oivol ati yotlan b'tzivanu, right? So any mitzvah sasei, basically you make a bracha b'tzivanu. Milah should be no different, and indeed it isn't. We say b'tzivanu, but still mikol makom b'shat kiu mitzvah milah uvarakim alod tzivui milvada tzivu shaguf maasir milah da'im la tzivu b'achniso b'brisa shalavim avinu. Another bracha. Mimadeya bracha zu atolame ki briso shel Avram Avinu einenu ra uvda netuna l'atzma. Right? The bris of Avram Avinu is not simply a fact. Okay, very nice, the fact. Right? But you don't make a bracha on fact. Right? You make a bracha when there's a chiyuv. So briso, since I make a bracha lach niso b'briso shel Avram Avinu, so I say there's a chiyuv of the idea of brisa shalom. El she uvda mechayevet. No, brisu.
It's an obligating fact.
Right.
What's the
meaning? Brisu. Is it brisu? Matilah chova al kol hamishtaychim lo. It doesn't have that. So like I'm in brisa shalom avinu. They did a milu. What does it mean? What does it mean? It means that the brit of Avram Avinu is something that obligates me to do something, right? I'll just give you a mashal, an analogy. The question is, how do you translate Kadosh and Tiyu? So we understand that there are a lot of people who, practically speaking, translate Kadosh and Tiyu as Jews are holy, right? By virtue of their being Jews, right? And if they have been unfortunate enough to meet one of those Lubavitcher shluchim running around who, you know, see success in getting you to learn the first two chapters of Tanya, right? Then they know about the Nefesh Bahamut that the Goyim have, but they don't have this, and you know, and they've got somewhat of a dose of, you know, of Jewish racism. Okay? Kedoshim Tiyu, right? Right? Now, I guarantee you, I mean, it's clear that if I do put this on the internet, and somebody should chance to ever hear it by mistake, you know, so they were looking for some Madonna websites, and they came upon this, and they played it, and they heard what I just said, they would say that, obviously, I'm going to be cursed, right? Because everybody knows that Jews are superior to God, right? Everybody knows that.
Choosing people, not the chosen people.
The choosing people, not the chosen people. Ah, so, oh, there's the you. No, who?
No,
which rabbi invented that?
No, I taught A level in England. Yeah. I teach an A level course for Jewish studies.
Yeah.
So the one of the topics is what some Shulam is.
Yeah.
Rabbi Sachs, I think, wrote the whole
thing. Oh, good. That's, I suspected it would be Rabbi Sachs.
He wrote excellent study.
It's a great turn of the phrase.
Not the chosen people, but the choosing people.
Good. It's a great turn of phrase. Phrase.
Then I tried to.
Where did you teach us?
In different Jewish
schools. Okay. We're not going to identify. You're afraid of, like, is that enough? All right. Okay. Yes, they, right. You see, my future is my past. Since I'm over 60, it doesn't make any difference what I say. Your future is still in front of you, right? You have still look forward Jewish life as a Jewish professional. Okay, so perhaps you consider being a neurologist. so, so, Kedoshim to you, you shall be holy. Not that you are holy, you shall be. You have to choose.
It's a challenge, right?
The breed of Avraham Avinu is a challenge. You have to do something about it. It's not you are. You know, it's the concept Yisrael Shachat Apti Yisrael Apti Shachat Yisrael. So no matter what you do, it's like it'd be the worst thing, and you still have Oz Brit Kodesh. There are things you have to do to be Zolcha to Oz Brit Kodesh. Okay? So what is it? Brit Zu Matila Chova Akol Mishtaichin Lo Lechavein Esnafshom Likonis Bali Cholel B'Tolcha. You need Kavona to enter into it. We're talking about Brit of Shalavim Avinu, which is the Brit of Chesed, right? The Brit of Avram Avinu. There is a physical Brit, but when you talk about the covenant, there are all kinds of aspects. It's the covenant. Avram Avinu has a covenant of physical reality, right? He's marked by that. That's the outer mark. But what does it mean? This Brit of Avraham Avinu. So the Brit of Avraham Avinu, Hamgomlei Chasodim, Bnei Gomlei Chasodim, Hamachazikin Bebrito Shel Avraham Avinu. They're not holding on to their Brit Mila, right? They're holding on to Gmilas Chesed, right? So that's what it is. So a person, Mikan Shagam Brit Chesed Shel Avraham Avinu, Mechayevet Otanu, Ki Ayibei Hitalutenu, B'midat HaChesed, Nechavin Es Ibeinu, Likonis Lutolo B'Britzu. That in this aspect, what I'm doing, Chesed, this is the Brit of Avraham Avinu. And if you're talking about the Kavana of when you're doing Chesed, that's what a Jew does. A Jew does chesed. To being in this community of Avraham Avinu, I do chesed. That's what it means. Hinei eifo midat chesed she mitbadelet umityachedet mechaveretel yichud kapul yichud tochen. Okay, that chesed is brito shel Avraham Avinu. And hagorer acharav yichud chova, the chova. In the same way that you see lachniso bebrito shalav ravino, when I'm doing chesed, my kavana should be that that's what a Jew does. That's what I'm entering. I'm entering the brit of Avraham Avinu through doing chesed. Yeah.
So when I do chesed, it's kind of like doing the first again.
What is the Brit of Avraham Avinu? What is the Brit of Avraham Avinu? That we read the Jewish Chronicle? That we eat bagels and lox and read the New York Times? That we go to shul?
The Jewish Press?
Right. So what is the Brit? I'm talking about Reconstructionist type of Orthodoxy. You know? Well, that's what we Jews do.
Some people say that there is nefesh as the
character of the Bible. Fine. All right. That's the Ramban says that. Okay. It's Ramban on the Aseret HaDibro. Right. 100%. The Rambam says it in those two.
What do you say in the English?
That's what he says it.
Why?
Young man, you're not going to lead me astray. But it's there. Okay, in the Aseret HaDibros, he talks about what Ava Hashem is, and for the Ramban, it's Mesirus Nefesh. He argues on the Ramban, okay? But the idea that the Brit of Avraham Avinu in the everyday life is doing chesed, and therefore one should have a kavana when one does chesed for the Brit of Avraham Avinu, right? Like, that's the Brit, right? So now we have a kavana in davening, right? Right. Mo'onu mechayenu mechasteinu. Right. So what are we? We're nothing, right? So you know, Chacham kivimado nevonim tivli hask anshe Hashem kolay hayu. That's what I always say. Anshe Hashem kolay hayu is, you know, like, what's the rule of publicity? Apropos of the Jewish Chronicle, what's the rule of publicity? doesn't matter whether it's good or bad, as long as your name is in the paper. That's the rule, right? So the worst thing, you know, a person should open up a newspaper and not see his name there. Certain people, right? He's got to be, in the public eye, right? So the, what's the worst thing you could say to a person who says, Anshei Hashem, right? Hello, how are you? You're not there. Not only that, hello, how you never were. you're zapped out of, you know, like a hacker attacks. A hacker, you know, you say somebody, so you say, who is this person? So you say, Google him, you'll see. Well, somebody attacks the Google thing on that, and the person comes up with nothing. No entries on Rabbi S, right? It's a tragedy, right? As if he never were, right? So, mamish, nothing, right? Avo anachnu amcha b'nei v'ri secha, right? B'nei Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. That's what it is. So you say, oh, I'm an enikol of Avram. It's like a Hasidish enikol. You know, Hasidish enikol, you know what they are? That's the, they're nothing. Like they were born. That makes it Hasidish enikol. You know, they have this concept of Hasidus and enikol. Right? He doesn't have anything to do, but, you know, like, he has to be supported, so he sort of walks around and like this all the time. He's not the Rebbe, he's just another Einikol. Because there's only one Rebbe. Certain Hasidus have perfected the idea that every child has to be a Rebbe. So they fan out. There's a Nadvorna Rebbe of Nadvorn, and then there's the Clevelander Rebbe, and the Pittsburgher Rebbe, and the Santa Monica Rebbe, and the Leeds Rebbe, and the, you know, the Exeter Rebbe or whatever it is, and they're all not Vorners, you know, so they've done away with Einiklus, right? But it's not just Stam, that's what he's saying, not just Stam. B'nai Avram Avinu would be just saying in a Kavana for something, in a Kavana that I can do Chesed, and through that, I'm in the Bris, right? The notion that's the goal in some way. Have they Mitalmidov shel Avram Avinu, have they Mitalmidov shel Aaron, what are they doing? Chesed. We always quote the Tzfer Shlomo, who says, okay, so we want to say a pasuk after we say Birkas HaTorah. Yeah, you know, the Brachos Rishonim. So we want to say a pasuk right on the spot. Right? What pasuk do we choose? Birkas Kohanim. So why Birkas Kohanim? It could be anything. You'd be Yotzei if you said Alufei Yetzel. It's all Torah. The answer is that I'm saying Ki'ilu, Yehi Ratzon, that all my Torah should be in the getter of Birkas Kohanim, that it brings Shalom into the world, right? So Rav Levi Yitzchak of Beditchev used to run into the street to find some Jew that he could do a favor for right after Birkas Torah. It's also brought into Tiferes Shlomo. Okay. Alright, so we have Chesed, we have the uniqueness of Chesed. Now, Shroshav shel Yichud couples there, Neutimein Behubde Yesodi Tigam Hanhagas HaChesed Dele'elo Tshishi Mizgalei Slanu Bikol Yosabriya Choderati V'mamotim HaMasuyonim Rak L'mido Zu Sheshma Chesed V'lo Od El Shem Yesoda Shal Nevuah Anu Londin Es Betomam Shal Mamotim Halolam Ki Be'od She Shabederach klal be those of his birth mitzkalos one rakpo funny hanagas abri achar isabusa. You see various aspects of the yud gimel midos of Hakadosh Baruch Hu after creation, in other words, in history, right? He named midos chasdo his birth mitzkalos one beetsim uvda shalisavim sabriya. The only mido of Hakadosh Baruch Hu working in at the time of bria is chesed. The other midos aren't working. Okay? Olam, the pasuk is Olam Chesed Yibana. Right? Chesed is the creative force, and everybody takes it to mean, Chazal take it to mean, that the world is an act of Chesed on a Kadosh Baruch Hu's part. Etzim Yitziyato Lamot Minoayin Alayeshi Mitzius Chesed Shul Yitzius Makar Laoneg Bligvu Ha'odom Lo Nivre Yisaneg Al Hashem. The Rak La'achar Mikan, La'achar, right, in the line from the Seal Sherm, the Rak La'achar Mikan, La'achar Shemidas HaChesed, Shemoshe, Chesed is the creative midah, right? Par excellence. If so, so there's the higamus, the lack of the drachah, mahu rachu mahu kanan, right? So when we apply this to aspects of our life, so to the degree that man makes himself is in a creative mode, so then the midah applicable in the creative mode is the midah of chesed. Okay? Umikan shagam ba'avadoseinu anu bishtalmus atzmeinu asher tchunoso hikarit hidimyon atzura liyotzra mahu af ata mitbadelet hi avoda bishtalmut mina tachesed rishut pa'ulam yuchedet. When is that? When is that? So we see it coming already. Va'ot shvishar midos tovos amalos olyonos avodaseinu hi ishtagus liknos uvilhasvos alpiyem es halichos olim alameinu hinei bisaluseinu minas hachesed yotzrim onu es olameinu ki ayidei chinuch atzmeinu behilchos deos shal chesed v'cholos halvavos shal chesed v'cholos v'ivarim shal chesed hinenu borim, right? In other words, these are the three aspects. In other words, the fall of Pachad Yitzchak, right, are Divrei Torah, the Hilchos Deos, the Cholos Halvavos. Hilchos Deos means for him, Hilchos Deos means an understanding of what it is. Cholos Halvavos means the emotional commitment to what it is. Everyone has it. Everyone has it, right? And then there's something you have to do. What of course is marked in Pachad Yitzchak is, as opposed to certain other Musar forms, almost all Musar forms, there's nothing practical being said, right? He thought he didn't have to basically, except rarely, say anything practical, right? Either you got it or you didn't get it, right? And it wasn't for everybody, okay? So, but there is a chovas eivarim. You have to do something. Chovas eivarim shel chesed. We've learned enough of that terror of that you know that terror which is not amanas lafos is not terror at all. Through this, hinenu bari mahavimus olamenu apnimi shel ishiu tzelem elokim. This is a completely new. I mean, I haven't seen this any place else. A completely new. Right? When we talk about Tzelem Elokim in the process of creation, so since the process of creation is everything is I mean, so you can talk about speech, you can talk about influence in the world, you can talk about God's body. I don't care what you talk about. Everybody has to say a pshat in what Tzelem Elokim is. That's the essence. To understand Tzelem Elokim is to understand something about a human being, in essence, right? So what Rav Hunder is really saying here is, wait a second, at this point in relationship to the world, the midah that's operative from the standpoint of God is only chesed. So if God creates man b'Tzelem Elokim, it means that the essential midah of man, right, is the ability to do chesed.
Is that where Rav Hunder comes from? What God's done is speech. Is that where that idea comes from?
But yeah, that's the Targum Unkelus on that pasuk. On that pasuk. No. Vayipach biyapol nefesh yeruchlan. Vayipach biyapol nishmat chayim. Vayhi adam le nefesh chayor. The Targum says nefesh chayor is ruach memalola.
Right.
But Rav Hunder is not saying this.
Right.
Rav Hunder's focus here is that the human being, so the human being, I have to imitate God, right? So God, In animate terms, Adamic terms, right? God creates the animal, and what man does, qua man, is name the animals. He names everything. He uses his capacity, right? But what doesn't man do? Man is apparently being told, make yourself. So in that, he also has to imitate God. And making himself, he says, well, what tool did God use? In the making of man, in the dealing with man, God, Hashem, Hashem, Kael, Rapha, Mekan, and Erech, Pahim, right? All the midos. But in the making of man, the only tool used was chesed, right? So when man makes himself, he makes himself. We create ourselves through chesed, right? In other words, no man is an island entire of itself, right? It's like saying, if you are an island entire of itself, you are not a man. In other words, if you don't relate to others, right? I understand that you say, well, you relate to them in other ways without chesed. But we're talking about with chesed, right? Chesed is this creative force in the world through which I... He talked about like it's creative vis-a-vis other people. That we certainly see. I mean, you can, you know, like when you do chesed for another person, there's a creative act. I mean, it's certainly a creative act. Like, you know, you're a teacher. You know that. Even the crooked timber of humanity, I should say, sixth formers in Jewish schools in England, not simply crooked, but crooked warped. You know, and everything else, and from that, through the teacher, something will emerge through the teacher, right? So, but, like, what about myself? So it's through acts of chesed that I create myself. It works, it's not just, you know, like that. Through acts of chesed, I create myself. Okay. That's Selam Elokim. That's what he says. He knew Bore Mahavis of Amenu Apninim Pnimi Shel Ishiut Selam Elokim. Vizel Pesher Dvar Brit HaChesed Lavam Avinu. Behutel HaKartit Shalam Avinu Hu HaHikir Et Boro. He say Avram Avinu is Matir Et Boro. Nistan, the Medrash says, Medrash Rabbah says, Nistakel B'Biro in the world. When he told Habira, hates it to love Baal Habira. Then I come in Baruch Hu, the Baal Habira looked down on him and revealed himself. When he came in Shinativ HaChesed, so what road was that traveler walking on? Right? No, it says there was a traveler. What road? What was the road? He was Nativ HaChesed. You know, of course, that's a, you know, the Maral, Nativot. There's a Nativ HaChesed, who had Nativ HaShir loved Sa'ad HaBriya B'Savusa. Because he's looking into the world. He's looking into the nature of the world. When you're looking into the nature of the world, you're looking at the Nativa Chesed. The Tava Movil Min Abore El Abriya Tava Chesed Yikare Lo. Right? Yeharei Memeila Atolome Ki Bishah Shehiki Ravim Izboro Mitoch Habira Heitzitzala Baal Habira Baal Karcha Shederech Nesiv HaChesed Omar. He was traversing the Chesed Chesed Road. The Otol Tava Chesed Animshach Yachbi Yashem Yizeh Kodshu Yizbarach El Tol Chabriya Oso Ova Avram Avinu B'darko Chazaro Mitol Chabriya El Zeher Kodsho Kiyuma Shal Bira Zu Toloi Ubeze Shabal Habira Nimtsobo Ubal Habira Eino Nimtsobo El Abimidas Chasto Therefore, a person cannot experience being in the light of God's gaze from outside the Bira. He, a man, is standing outside the Bira. That's the receptivity, right? Being involved in chesed. In other words, like how could I understand a revelation that takes place in Chinese? It's a different language, right? So there is, the words of creation, by the way, of course, are the word, Yehi. What's nice about Yehi, of course, is that it's a palindrome. palindromes go back on themselves. So this is saying something to me. In other words, that if this doesn't say something to me, then what's it doing in terror? It's saying something to me. That when I create myself, how do I create myself? I say Yehi to the other. Yehi means I'm giving to you, right? But notice that Yehi turns around and comes back to me, right? In other words, when you create yourself with the chesed, you do chesed to yourself when you do chesed to others. Let us be, you know, like this thing. you have to get around, you know, sit at a conference, they must have a Jewish revival, renewal. So, when I was involved in Federation in a long time ago, so it was just when the Jewish catalog was, so, you know, they had all these people, rich people, and they had a session, you know, like everybody wants to be young, and the people thought, you know, like Chabur wrote and Jewish Gallagher was all young, they had to give everybody wax, and everybody made Hamdallah candles. It was like arts and crafts for arts and crafts for billionaires, you know, like okay, so now they're a little more sophisticated, everybody's done the candle thing, so you say, oh, come to this session, we're gonna make your own midrash. I say here you have a pasuk, okay? Everybody gets a pasuk, here's a pasuk, everybody gets a pasuk. You have your material? Okay, here's your material. Now, make your own midrash. So how do I make my own midrash? Well, why don't you think of some of your good sessions with your shrink, you know, your therapist, and why don't you think about some good soap operas that you've seen? So you say, you make your own midrash, you know, so like it's, you know. Yeah, of course there's a truth in it, but you know, the phrase, make your own midrash, is a phrase that riles me. So then there's another thing. But you know, there are, make your own midrash, they do that, right? So I mean, like Rabbi Yerucham said that the Teres Chaim means a man's life is the best Teres on Teres. It's true. I don't like the phrase, make your own midrash, right? Then there's another thing, right? Let's make some ritual. Right? So every ritual we need a bracha. Make your own bracha. Blessed art thou, God, Lord of the universe, who makes my sister Barbara, like, you know, so. And would you like to give this bracha to Barbara? Blessed art thou, Barbara. I think it's crazy. It's like, when I think crazy, everything that's the thing. When everything is holy, nothing is holy. There's nothing. You know, I understand. Listen, you don't know me, right? I'm not a nice guy. Okay, just get that straight, and you'll understand what I'm wrong. What?
People want to take it off.
Thank you. I always wondered why I wasn't a nice guy. What it did for me. But il molei hayu mitakni brachot al kiyuma shel mitzvos chesed ki oz haya aleinu over latzias maase atav levarach shtei brachos. Right? Halachas alot tzivu lelechus bedarkei bereinu. Right? It says shekhet shanam mitzvot sovi tzivu lelechet bedrachov. Right? That's the mitzvah of Halach, the bedrachov. Vashti alot tzivu lelechonis bebrisa shel afro vatsinu. Right? Now he says, now's the truth, right? So you can't do that, right? But atoichen hanafshi shall stay brachos halolu be'eino who made. But this is the kavana, the tochen hanafshi. Do you feel that? Do you understand that? You, when you think about what it means to do chesed, right? Works the other way. Mi she'eino osek b'gmilus chasodim, the Gemara says, doma k'mi she'eino otak. כי כשם שבלי מידת חסדו של הבורא כביכול אין מקום לנברואים, כמו כן בלי מידת חסדו של הנברא אין מקום לבורא כביכול. כי כשם שבלי מידת חסדו של הבורא there wouldn't be נברואים, right? But דומה כמי שאין לו לכאן, there's no place for God. Okay, believe me, that's Kaslov Shalanivra, and Makom Laborek Vayachal. Omeata, Kachi Atzofa Shal Shmuazu. Or else Bereshis Shal Kvod Elokim, Hafter Dovor, Mihirim Lito Kedushas Azman. What's the Chag of Kvod Elokim, Hafter Dovor? It's Rosh Hashanah. Mihirim Lito Kedushas Azman, and Mahamir is Chag HaKetzer Shal Zeh Ayob Kinas Maasecha. Whoa, the kasher ze bokeh, the chodil toch kolchos apnimim shel nefesh ha'adam. Right? When these orot enter the nefesh ha'adam, harei hu mitztarif shom daska el oto koach shu b'tchinas ma'asei gracious shel ha'nefesh. We're celebrating ma'asei gracious. It's the yomtov of ma'asei gracious. Ma'asei gracious from the standpoint of God and from the standpoint of the nivra. Says the Pesach is from the standpoint of God. He took us out and we went out, right? Menitzara Nivra, Halohu Kocha, which is on both sides, would be we're celebrating Midas HaChesed, the creation of the world is celebrating Chesed. So the mitzvah Hayom of Rosh Hashanah is Chesed. Right? What happens on Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, I am created. What's my avodah? To create myself. How is that done? Chesed. Halohu kol choshomidas ha-chesed. Uvofen ze nidboim heimasi ha-chesed v'tibu ha-shokdushu yom shu Rosh Hashanah. Uvishah shemayan ha-chesed ha-mefacheb libo shal odom. And at the time that the spring of Chesed that wells up in the heart of man, Nasa l'sefer yitzira shal ha-nefesh, shal yodo ha-nefesh yotzeris ha-olama, becomes the creative force through which man makes himself. Oh, I see I wrote it on the side, right? It's a book by V. Gordon Child. You know he's an Englishman. Only an Englishman could be named V. Gordon Child. Harei hu omeid besod dimyon hatsur liyotzra v'ner shel kvod elokim haster dovar nidlak al rosho. And of course here the imagery is beautiful, but it goes, of course, the ner al rosho is what? The child in the womb. And we all birth ourselves, so we all light candles above our own head. Right? Misitra de la'ewa kachu mahalach, from the standpoint of God. Nidas ha'chesed shalom chesed yibana, b'zayom shayom ha'rasalam. Asher al-binyan zeh ne'emar, hester doma. Lumos zos b'avodoseinu anu, from the human standpoint, kachu ha'mahalach. Shilchumana yisplashere nachomno. But zeh hayom shel tfilas ma'asecha, asher al zeh ne'emar b'ketzer liyom chageinu, ki al kein b'tzelem elokim bara et ha'adam. Every one of those phrases is part of the maimer. Okay? So Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Tov of Chesed. It wasn't just accidental. L'chulich u'mashmanim, k'suman pakim, v'shulch u'monon slasher ein marchalma. Okay? So why do you have to eat all those good things? And I'm not trying to say deep, but there's a Hasidish, I forget who it was. I think it's a Hasidish story about it. I forget which Rebbe. He says a certain veer comes to him and says, I decided to engage in midas hastakus. Right? I'm only eating bread, you know. So what did Rebbe tell him?
It's gone.
He said, if you do that when the ani comes to you, right, you'll give him, right, because you're saying, well, he's an ani. I'm rich and I'm eating bread. So he's an ani. What will I give him? You know, what can I give him? I give him very, very little. But if you eat good meat and everything for an ani, I'll be to give him bread. Yeah. So, send portions of what you're eating. Right? You know? Okay.
The hiddenness thing was not a tangent.
What?
Hiddenness concept is more attention.
The hiddenness is the nature of creation. All creation is in hiddenness. You know exactly that how creation, I mean, it's an essential aspect of creation, not just of the world, but of...
Within the argument is attention.
Which argument?
Yeah, saying through the whole mama.
A tangent?
I'm just thinking methodology.
No, I don't think it's a tangent. I think that he's saying that the hiddenness, in other words, the hiddenness is what marks Rosh Hashanah. That's the Bakesa Liyom Chagenu. The essential hiddenness in the world, when you look at Torah, is creation itself. So I don't think it's a tangential thing. In other words, Rav Hutner is, you know, there are things you can take out that you can deal with as tangents, but I don't think he means it as a tangent. I think that the nature of creation is correct, that the nature of creation is a very hidden kind of thing, creative thing, like exactly how it works. You know, that's a neurological thing. In other words, like the moment that I'm fascinated by, I wrote a poem about it. I think I told some of you about this before, that when Leo Szilard is walking in I think it's by Russell Square, he's in Bloomsbury, and he steps off and he's waiting for a light to change. Okay, this is around 1931 or 32. I think it's a rainy day. If it's not in the poem, it's a rainy day. Okay, but this is real, you know, when there's suddenly, just like that, he sees the atomic bomb. He just had this, it all came together. Then it had to be worked out, but that's where it started, you know. It was Szilard who got Einstein to write the letter to Roosevelt, and that started the Manhattan Project, and so on and so forth. Whatever you think about it, but it's a tremendously creative, just that insight. What a little, you know, like, and exactly, like, where does it come from? I personally am very fascinated by it, right? I mean, like, the idea of creativity. To understand it is a hidden thing. Well, it's hidden in the Torah. I mean, we're being told there's something here you can't understand about it, right? But what he's saying is the essential Tzelem Elokim, this tremendous Kiddush, Tzelem Elokim is for Rambam, is the intellect, and, you know, and this is speech, and the related, and free will, and that all, you know, Chesed is Tzelem Elokim. Because, but by the way, he doesn't say this befeirish, but this is the way it comes together. If all of creation is an act of chesed, then from the standpoint of what we're saying is Tzelem Elokim at that moment of creation, the only thing we can say about it is Midas HaChesed. So man has the capacity of Midas HaChesed. Right? He has the capacity of Midas HaChesed. Right? Even in the first sin, there's Midas HaChesed, right? I mean, she gave to the, you know, she ate the apple, and she wet the apple. She ate the whatever she ate, and she gave it to him, right? She gave it to the Midas HaChesed, yeah. Okay. So, what do you, well, let's turn this off so we won't get you in trouble.